at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I have decreed already that when it comes your way, you're not going to forget the church and the work of God. You ain't going to forget. You try to forget, God ain't going to let you sleep. Folks gonna be coming to church paying their $100,000 tithe. Talking about, I ain't slept for 5 days. Receive the tithe. Well, at least heaven's hounds gonna be after you. How many know there's work to be done? You see, people that are greedy of gain, now catch it, because God has to deal with us concerning greed on in any dimension, on any level. People that are greedy for gain have nothing left in the spirit dimension. I'm telling you, it robs you. You have no stature in the spirit when you are greedy for gain. Some people have gone to the extent of call thinking gain was godliness. It's not. It's okay to gain, but gain is not godliness. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Did you catch that? Godliness with contentment means great gain comes. Maybe not manifesting quickly in the natural, but in the spirit, when you gain, the frequencies in the natural realm will come towards you. Everything that is pertaining to your destiny, what you need and more, will come to you. Greed will rob people of their spiritual life. If you are not properly connected to the God of the resources, don't think your resources are going to remain forever. He'll make your dollars take wings. He'll put a hole in your pocket. You will wonder, well, how'd that get away from me? Where'd that go? Yeah, because you have made that your resource. No. God, the God of the resources, you must be connected to him properly. Amen? It's only a matter of time. The first spirit you must kill is the spirit of greed and covetousness. All right? Do we have that? And that's in the wilderness. And what is an indication that I've dealt with that spirit? That I have developed an appetite for manna. And when I say manna, for just enough. What God puts in my hand is fine. You know, all of us, like I said, in many instances are used to more than enough. And that'll come again. But there are times of testing, seasons of testing where God narrows it down to having just enough. And here you lose your appetite. You stop getting along with your wife or your husband because, you know, things are a little tight. Now, that's the time to really pull together. That's the time to really start celebrating Jesus. Hello? I ain't hear nothing over there. I got good ears. It is. It's contrary to natural law and natural senses. What you got to be happy about? Why you always smiling? I'm talking about genuine. I'm not talking about faking stuff till you make it. Trying to put on, you done fussed all the way to church. Now you get in the doors of the church. Hey, hallelujah. How you doing, bro? Oh, I'm blessed. Highly favored. No, when you're going through, you still blessed and highly favored. This don't define me. My God defines me. And while he's defining you, he will be refining you. You got to be made for your blessing. And this is the process right now. I'm telling you, 2015 is going to be a year of double portion. I've already heard someone say it's going to be a year of open doors. You see, it's going to be a year of prosperity. You know, the 7 years of Joseph's prosperity or Egypt's prosperity, and then the 7 years of leanness. It's going to be 7 years of prosperity. Now, we need to understand this. I'm going to teach on this sometime soon, too. But we need to understand this. The years of prosperity, Egypt was storing up. But the real prosperity came during the lean years. Because, see, they prepared themselves. And when the lean years came, all the nations of the world came to them, buying their corn, buying their stuff. That's when the real prosperity came, because somebody took time to prepare. God gave Joseph a dream or interpretation of a dream. put him in a high position, gave him authority, and he prepared the people so that when the lean time came, see, there are nations that are going to come. See, there's going to come a time. See, during that time, their money didn't mean anything if they didn't have any food. See, there's coming a time where money ain't going to be an issue. Folk going to need some answers to some spiritual problems. They going to need some deliverance from some stuff that money can't buy and pay for, but they're going to bring their money to the place where they feel like their answers can be met. It's going to be a year of prosperity. It's going to be a year of increase. It's going to be years of increase, but it comes through preparation. God preparing his people. Amen. Praise God. Okay? Just because you know this and you've heard it or you know it in your head doesn't necessarily mean you practice it in your life. Look at somebody, tell them, God will test you. See, the reason why you go through so many tests is because you're connected to me. You've learned a lot. Yeah, don't think that. Yeah, you got a lot of word in you. There's a lot of word in you, so there's a lot of testing. I'm not talking about stuff where God is tempting you with evil and all. I'm saying testing. There are tests that come to purify, to test that metal, to strengthen that word in you. See that word that Joseph had received in a dream. He received his word in a dream. And he locked into that word, and his brothers hated him for that word that he carried. He was favored by his father, but hated by his brother because of the word he carried. But that word got him in trouble. I'd much rather the word get me in trouble than me get me in trouble. Because if you get you in trouble, you in trouble. But if the word get you in trouble, the word gonna get you out of trouble too. Come on, the word got you there, the word will get you out. See, when you get a word from God, you just hold on to that word. Yeah, it'll take you through all kind of stuff. But all that has to do with the prophet in training, God developing. See, Joseph, in order to rise to the top, had to experience the bottom. His destiny was already set. Coat of many colors, highly favored. Sun and the moon and the stars bowing down. God said, this is the way it is. But now I'm going to walk you through the process. I'm going to make the vessel of honor. I'm going to make my prince. That's what God doing with you right now. Making a prince, making a princess, making a king, making a ruler. Someone that will govern, somebody that will dominate, someone that will be just and fair. Someone full of his wisdom, full of his presence, full of his peace. Full of his joy. That's why we go through these things. Think a moment how God has dealt with you. When God first called me, that I knew of, and even before he called me when I was young, there were strange occurrences in my life that I can explain now. I didn't have a clue what was going on then. Dr. Paula Price prophesied over me back in 2004 and said some stuff about my childhood. I didn't quite understand it. It wasn't in proper perspective till she said that. I said, you know, everything just came to I said, that's why all that. But it makes sense. But I said that to say this. God revealed himself to Joseph in a dream. It was going to be a dream that would seal his destiny. It was how God began to deal with him. How has God dealt with you? Because you can't change up midstream trying to be like Mike, you know, or trying to be like somebody else. No. How has God called you and dealt with you? Because if he's called you like Joseph, he called Joseph with a dream. When Joseph was in the prison, he tried to get the butler to talk to the Pharaoh for him. In other words, he wanted somebody to be a go-between. You know, hey, man, talk to the man for me, man. I'm down here, man. And, you know, I ain't did nothing wrong. God just blanked the butler's mind. Temporary all the time, just nothing. Got before Pharaoh 2 years till he finished the finishing touches in Joseph. And then how did he do? He gave Pharaoh a dream. See, Joseph's life was attached to dreams. So his deliverance, his destiny was tied to a dream. So when he gave Pharaoh that dream, guess who was down in the dungeon? And then he spoke to the butler, remember? And the butler said, oh, master, forgive me. There is one. Because he could try to, you know, see, his reliance upon Egypt and upon man had to come to an end. please, Mr. Butler, when you go before Pharaoh, talk to Pharaoh for me. You talk to him. Just tell him, man, I'm dying. You know how it is, man. God said, that is the way I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to deliver you through dreams. Amen. You know, David was called by God by a prophet. Samuel came, and Jesse was so ashamed of David because in actuality, people will argue this or dispute this, but David was born out of wedlock. Jesse had an affair. Amen. That's why he wasn't among the seven. He was his son, but he was ashamed of him. Go tend sheep. Get out of here. He had the seven noble ones there. God said, ain't none of these the one. Samuel said, is there another? He said, well, there's David. What'd you say? David. We will not sit down until he comes. When he came, David came running out of there, a little ruddy guy. He said, God said, this is the one. Anoint him. He was called by a prophet. Now understand this. You have to understand, when you're on a frequency, and there's an apostolic frequency here, you got to think like an apostle. You got to think apostolically. Because he was called by a prophet, when David messed up, remember he had Bathsheba and Uriah had him killed. He had Uriah killed and all of that. David wasn't heeding nobody. He wasn't listening to nobody until Nathan the prophet. Nathan the prophet spoke a little parable. He said there was a man that had a little ewe lamb, the only ewe lamb that he had. And there was one that came and killed him and took his ewe lamb. What should be done to the man? He said, the man should be killed. He said, and Nathan said, you are the man. But see, it was a prophetic voice that got to David's spirit. Because he was called by a prophet. See, you'll save yourself a whole lot of trouble if you'll trace back how God has led you, how God has called you, how God talks to you, how God has mentored you, how he has brought you. Because, see, there's a lane you're supposed to run in. You ain't running in my lane. I'm not in your lane. We run in together, but you have a lane. There's a way that God talks to you. There's a way that God will indicate himself to you, that he's for you, or you got off track. It's all through the scripture. Joseph reached his destiny through dreams. And through that, he saved the nation. Through that, he preserved the people. Through that, the nation was blessed. Christ was born through there. We're going to talk about the Ites more another time. I don't want to go too far in this because we got six more Ites. And all of their names mean something.
Thank you for joining us as we begin a new series, Mega Grace, Possessing Your Canaan. Wisdom is wrought in the wilderness. God is dealing with you every day, watching to see if divine initiatives can meet human preparedness. Before you get into the land that flows with milk and honey, he must mature you. Your efforts are his instrument. Don't just sit there. Do something. Possess your promise. This is your destiny. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.